Well, there are traditions all around us in everything we do. Generally speaking, a tradition is some sort of craft or story or song or fiddle tune, a recipe that has been transmitted largely by oral tradition from one person to another. And over several generations, these things become embedded in the community and help tell us a lot about the personality of the place and the kind of people who live there.
Howard Wright Marshall is a retired professor of art history and anthropology at the University of Missouri in Columbia. Howard Marshall has a keen interest in Missouri fiddle traditions and has authored two books on the subject, published by the University of Missouri Press. 2012's Play Me Something Quick and Devilish, Old Time Fiddlers in Missouri, and 2017's Fiddler's Dream, Old Time, Swing, and Bluegrass Fiddling in 20th Century Missouri. The fiddle is the official musical instrument of Missouri, and Howard Marshall joins us for this edition of the KSMU Sense of Community series to talk about fiddle traditions brought to the region by the French, Scots, Irish, and German-speaking immigrants. I'm learning that Missouri fiddling is kind of like the motto of the United States, e pluribus unum, out of many, one.
Well, that's exactly right. Some communities, you know, south of St. Louis have a heritage of French settlement in the 1700s, and, you know, when we look to try to discover what the first fiddle and dance music was like in Missouri, that's where we go, because that's where the first Europeans settled and had working towns and, you know, society established before most of the Anglo-Americans came in from the East and then later the Germans. But if we listen to the fiddlers there today who are descendants of the French people, who talk about, you know, how their fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and aunts and uncles played the music through the years, we can still record some of the tunes and get an idea about what the music was like. The next big group to come into Missouri would be the sort of stereotypical Scotch-Irish, Kentuckians and Tennesseans and people from North Carolina, Virginia, principally. And, you know, of course, they're the folks that we credit with providing most of the fiddle traditions that we have in Missouri.
In this area around Springfield, Green County around here, Ulster Scots is what we were, which is North Ireland.
Lifelong Ozarker Gordon McCann is a Missouri traditional music musician, historian, and documentarian whose collection of over 2,000 field recordings of Missouri fiddle music has been digitized and is available to the public through Missouri State University's Meyer Library.
This is mostly British Isles area. That's what the main people were. They came, and most of them came in from Northeast Tennessee, who had come in through Kentucky and had come in through what later was West Virginia. But that fiddle, you know, like I always say, you never saw a picture of a pioneer with a piano slung over his saddlebag. But they could sure take the fiddle, you know. And then, of course, when the statehood came, then the fiddle really came in. Well, what few fiddlers there were. So if a community had one fiddler, and he knew two tunes at the most even, to make any difference, because those dancers wanted that beat.
Probably just as important as any of the strands we've talked about so far would be the music that German-speaking people brought with them in North Central and Northern Missouri.
Again, retired professor and author Howard Wright Marshall.
We could thank them for bringing some dances and music, particularly dances like the schottische and the waltz and the polka, depending on what part of German-speaking Europe you're from.
Regionally, across Missouri, the state's fiddle traditions are passed on many times through family generations, but always in places where its flame keepers gather, like the regular Monday evening potluck music party in McClurg, Missouri, or impromptu sessions at someone's house. At an early December gathering at the home of Springfieldians Gordon and Mona McCann, I met with traditional music musician Steve Scott. The instrument he brought with him for that night's session was a German violin made in the 1750s.
Well, I grew up in Stone County, down by Cape Fair, and all my aunts and uncles and dads and a whole bunch of people played music down there, and so my dad and aunt taught me to play guitar about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's where we'd usually end up playing. And so my brothers and sisters and I would all, we had little jams going at the house all the time. And eventually it got to be big enough that we'd bring in cousins and aunts and uncles from all over the country. And people would, it was just more of a family reunion is what it turned into.
Customs can die if they aren't nourished in the community.
Again, author and Missouri fiddler Howard Wright Marshall.
So if you're lucky and live in a community that really cares, or in a family that really cares and understands their cultural heritage and desires to keep it alive, you're in great shape.
For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.